This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Jack,
and Jay Noon.
And we're going to be having a discussion about the Alt Expo coming up this Saturday in Manchester, or the two of you are going to be having a discussion. I'm going to mostly sit here and try not to die of whatever sickness I happen to have. So sorry in advance if I get either of you ill. But so you founded the Alt Expo, correct?
That's right.
So can you describe what it is?
Yeah, well, you know, just a little bit of preview, and I'll keep it short. But I was one of the first organizers or volunteers to organize the first Liberty Forum in 2007. So that goes back to 2006 as a volunteer. And I have long been of this theory that we need to be promoting all kinds of alternatives to the state and build a better society instead of getting in there.
So let me stop you right here, sure. Jack. First, maybe we should tell the audience, because not just because they're listening to Free Talk Live doesn't mean they know what Liberty Forum is or where it came from. So Liberty Forum is like the winter indoor festival, the winter pork fest, essentially. It's like a more of a formal convention of libertarian speakers and promoters. And like 2007 was like one of the really epic ones. So like Ron Paul came. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, actually, the lead speaker was John Stossel.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yep.
And so it's the Free State Project's winter event. I think the way they kind of look at it is like some people like camping and some people like events in hotels. You know. Some people don't want to be out there with the bugs and weeds and stuff.
It's hard to go camping in New Hampshire in February.
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to be rugged.
And so anyways, you started Alt Expo in 2007?
Yeah, what happened is we got a little segment on the Liberty Forum agenda to talk about alternatives to the state. So we had a one-hour segment, 15 minutes each for four speakers, and then they kind of they canceled our segment because they didn't like the speakers. The organizer did, Irina. So we just said, okay, well, we'll just do something upstairs. And from then on, Alt Expo kind of brought all the different things that people were talking about other than politics.
Right.
So, I mean, the first event we had people that were doing a libertarian newspaper. We had a thing about spy chips, about the RFID chips. We had a whole range of things. I can't even remember because that was 11 years ago.
And for years, I mean, when I first, my first Pork Fest, I met you. You had Alt Expo tent set up, and then I actually, when I met you, I walked in on it. Was a Does vaccine cause autism? Actually, is my very first Alt Expo debate. It was a debate, I think, between might have been Brett Vanat and somebody else. I can't exactly remember, but you know, that was like, I don't know, 2008-ish or something. And that was pretty interesting. I remember you had your USB power or USB charger thing that you put on next to a kettle of water or something you were showing me, and you had all these cool gizmos. It was like some of the first, it was like all this stuff that I've only seen in Sharper Image magazine. I don't know who brought it off, it was your stuff, but there was some really neat gear there that you were showing off.
I've even forgotten some of that, because that's what people do, is they bring the latest things. That's what we want to try to encourage. I mean, because one of our ways to get freer is through technologies, and you know, we could go on and on about that, so.
And that's what Alt Expo is about, all the alternatives to freedom, because there's a lot of energy being put into the political side of freedom, but you wanted to bring that energy to the realistic side, like stuff people can do every day
exactly,
in their lives.
Exactly, and a whole bunch of people that do move to New Hampshire, that's what their real interest is anyway, so we're not creating the market, we're just trying to serve that market, really.
With the information, and the information's always been pretty epic. I've learned so many great things. Actually, your Alt Expo has kind of encouraged me over the years to go forward with my man camp idea that I've been
perfect, yeah,
you know, and implementing slowly and working on and building. And I really hope that this summer I'm able to do an actual 6-week man camp homeschool program out of my house.
Yeah, and you know, the homeschooling is, they're one of my heroes in the alternatives movement, in that they're people that have gone ahead and tried to solve their problem, the current problem with the state, which is, hey, I don't want my kids to be indoctrinated at the public schools. So you have to put forth a lot of extra effort to homeschool. You know, usually the mom usually gives up her job even. And but what might be missing in a situation like that is like a shop class, and you jump in and you fill that role perfectly.
Right, right. And that's what, you know, man camp's essentially meant to be, is like, because that was, I went to public school, and my favorite is class curriculum was shop class. And,
yeah.
And I did well at it.
I took electrical shop, so way, way back then, and I took drafting, too, so drafting was considered shop.
Which is a good skill that really helps, because if you want to... Well, you know, I've watched you draw out electrical diagrams, and, you know, having those drafting skills certainly helps for, you know, the planning and being, you know, somewhat efficient about whatever you're going to build, whether it's a house or a chicken coop or anything.
Yeah, I think I've drawn pictures since I was a kid, and so when I got introduced to actual formal engineering drawing in high school, I can't remember what year.
See, we didn't have anything cool like that when I was in high school. We had some computer classes, and that was it. It was all about... just English, math, and history.
Yeah, all about academia, and not everybody's an academic.
We did, I mean, because this was Mississippi, we did have an ag class and things like that, but only like 6 students each semester attended it.
Oh, okay.
I hate to say about the computer thing. Oh, I'm sorry, my high school was before they invented computers.
Well, computers have been good to me.
Well, so. A lot of the computer science money, from what I understand in the public school system, essentially... they cut, like, you know, the shop class and things like that. At least at, like, the town I grew up in, that's kind of what happened. Like, the shop class is, like, I believe where my shop class was now a computer science room. It's basically, you know, it's not a shop class anymore. Mm-hmm. And then the shop class is just this, like, little, like, room, which was, you know, was, like, I don't know, just a classroom down in the basement, you know, 20 years ago. I don't know, just what the kids tell me that go to them. Like, oh, is it the shop teacher, Mr. Webster? Oh, no, he's been gone for a long time. There's really no shop class anymore, that they said. So, but they have a vocational school. But the thing is more importantly, I mean, you talk about homeschooling. That is one of the finest... levels of activism I really think you can do. First off, it's a complex one.
Right.
You know, it takes a lot of energy. If your family is homeschooling, I mean, you're dedicated to this thing. You got to do it. But it's good for everybody. It's good for mom who's teaching it. It's good for dad who's teaching it. It's good to get the grandparents in it, because I know when I teach a skill to somebody, like I'll find these projects to make for kids out of iron. So I'll go on YouTube and I'll just look at some, and I'll make that, and I'll do a video, and I'll make it myself. And then I usually might make it maybe 2 or 3 times. Sometimes I make it once, depending on whatever the project is, because I don't want to look like I've never made this thing before while I'm teaching some kids. But when I teach like 4 kids how to make this particular project, and then I go make that coat hanger or whatever, or a hook or knife or next time, it's like, wow, I just, like, I can make it just so much better. And the same thing, like, when I taught people, I started teaching horseback riding lessons when I was a teenager. And you got to use a whole different part of your brain to now express this information. So the homeschooling moms are usually, like, really sharp, I've noticed. And you deal with a lot of them, too.
Yeah, there's a saying that the teacher learns the most, you know, because you have to learn more than the kids you're just about to teach, you know.
And then also what's cool, like, in the homeschools, and also I've seen is, well, man camp, not man camp, sorry, Alt Expo. There's some kids that I've met in Alt Expo were teenagers coming to Pork Fest, and now they're in their 20s, and now they're, you know, got their own little deals that they're teaching, and one guy teaches about, you know, phone security and how to make your phone secure and, you know, all this stuff, and he's really into, like, you know, the securitization of your tech. And just like in the home, with the homeschooling program, when you have the 12-year-old kid teaching the 5-year-old kid how to add, subtract, how to read, that 12-year-old kid gets a whole layer of education and understanding of the disciplines he's teaching his little brother or sister.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're actually in the shop and you're motivated to finish your project, and if you have to learn a little math along the way, a little addition, subtraction, how to read a scale, a tape measure, now the kid's motivated to learn that. Like, if you teach it in the reverse order.
Well, if you have questions for Jack, give us a call at 855-450-3733. We're going to keep talking about alternatives to the political system, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
This is how we do every day. You keep riding, and if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Hopefully, though, you'll have some questions for Jack regarding the Alt Expo. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Jack,
and Jay.
And one of the things I find most interesting about the Alt Expo is the technological aspect of it, because one of the core ideas kicking around in my head that all of human history is basically a war between humanity's dark side and humanity's light side. And the way that the good side finds expression is through technology that circumvents the dark side that is the state, the animalistic, barbaric, controlling side.
Yeah, it's just like going back to the public schools, like the computer science lab. Like, they paid way too much money for every computer, and, like, when they paid for it, all the, like, computers were literally out of date.
Yeah, by the time they got shipped, they were obsolete.
Just, not even by the time they got shipped, just when they paid for it, they bought obsolete junk because, well, it's the government. You know, so they it's a good secondary market, I guess, for these computer, manufacturers. Like, Dell's got a whole bunch of computers that are, they can't give away. Ah, we'll sell them to the public schools for, triple retail.
Full price,
So,
I always talk about, lately I was trying to figure out, what is it we're trying to do right now? Like, we can't dominate the state. That's what people that are in politics try to do. They try to get in there and they're going to control the state. But I think what we got to do is survive the state. Like, if you look at the big scale of history, most empires have fallen eventually, and you just have to try to keep from getting killed in the process.
I mean, we could, just kind of hang out and build and wait for the state to die. Survive the state is actually a really great thing, because I've been talking to people my entire life about prepping, survivalism. So I started buying. So I got, one of the first jobs I had as a kid. I worked in this guy's factory in Belchertown, Massachusetts, and I was a teenager, and I would go there and just clean up all the, I did like janitorial work. So like, they had stations where it was chips of aluminum. They made aluminum screen houses of vinyl windows, so I'd empty all these bins. And the guy paid me in Liberty silver dollars, silver. And he paid me one silver dollar per hour. Well, that was like, $6 in 1993, or 1992, or maybe it was $3. I don't remember. But so I still got like pretty much all those silver coins. Maybe got 100 of them or something. I kind of did that for one summer. And then being into silver, you get into meeting preppers and being into the whole sovereign movement throughout the 90s and the John Bircher and all this stuff. This is why I started Man Camp, is because when the state fails, the most valuable asset you have is your skill set.
Right.
You can be a .com billionaire and, your billions of fiat Federal Reserve notes in the bank, are going to be worthless. Or maybe you got a bunch of silver and a bunch of guns and a bunch of gold, but you don't know how to distill water. You don't know how to change your tire on your car. Real life skills. So our most valuable asset is skills. And yeah, that's been a huge, I learned a lot of skills at Alt Expo for years.
Yeah. It sounds like you had a guy that, really knew what was valuable when he was paying you in silver. Like, our first Alt Expo, one of our presenters was the guy that was the regional currency officer for Liberty Dollar. So Liberty Dollar was the big thing around here, and silver coinage until Bitcoin was invented, because silver was like really stable, and then Bitcoin just took off. And I'm sorry to say, I'm the guy that heard about Bitcoin the week it was introduced, and it cost like 0.01 cent per Bitcoin, and I didn't buy $100 worth, which I should have.
Well, neither did I. Going all the way back to like 2008. At Ron Paul's first major presidential campaign, I was hearing about Bitcoin, but I just waved it off as something to be ignored. And I mean, we could all have millions of Bitcoin we pay $5 for.
These techno geeks always think, this new software is going to solve all the world's problems. And I'm going, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was very critical of Bitcoin when I first heard about it. I was like, this is just more of the same.
Yeah, I was this is just inflationary crap. Get out of my face.
You're not even going to put it on a piece of paper. You're going to make it just digital, and now it's really worthless. I can't touch it. I can't use it for toilet paper. I can't use it for wallpaper. And I was just grilling My brother Josh, actually, is the guy who was grilled about it. And Josh was like, no, I mean, they're talking about it on Free Talk Live.
So it must be good.
Well, and even the first call, when the guy who called in to Free Talk Live talk about it, if anybody goes in the Wayback Machine, and I'm sure it's on the archive somewhere, you could probably search the website for, like, Bitcoin call or something. But, yeah, I mean, even... And I believe Mark was on the show too that night, but they were like, well, you know, this sounds fishy. And, you know, I mean, and they're, you know, genuinely skeptical of it. And then, but since Bitcoin, I mean, you know, 2015, there was some guys trying to sell me this global reserve currency. It's a digital cryptocurrency that makes Bitcoin look like the Model T Ford, and this is a Ferrari. And I'm like, so I'm on a conference call, and I'm like, okay. So is this a proof of stake concept or proof of work? I even forget the terminology I use. But I was really learning about mining and, like, how the blockchain works.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys couldn't answer any of these questions. And when they, I'm like, what kind of mining rig runs your blockchain? Because that's how blockchain technology works, is, you know, the miners do the transactions and they essentially get rewarded. And when a new block is created, Bitcoin's released. And they're like, oh, it doesn't work like that. And they could have been right, but I just didn't know. But they were trying to sell it for a quarter. And I think if you go look at it right now, it's like, you know, one millionth of a quarter. I don't know the price, but it was just one of those pump and dump scam coins. But, yeah, there was a time when I was like, no, silver and gold only, and maybe some copper for small exchanges. But now, yeah, cryptocurrencies won me over. I love it. I tell people it's the answer to the war.
Yeah. So this is the thing about when you do have freedom, free market and ideas, then you keep trying different things, and some of them don't work, honestly, you know. So we've had silver, Liberty Dollar. I always thought there's a few defects in Liberty Dollar, and then he gets arrested. And
Right. I mean, he probably didn't need to use the word dollar.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Have you seen these? The Utah Goldbacks?
Yeah, I saw one the other day. I think Jay showed me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually been buying some Utah Goldbacks, and I've been paying some helpers. The kids that came over and helped do firewood, they didn't want any Goldbacks. They wanted, you know, FRNs. He asked me where if he could buy bubblegum with the Goldback, and I said, well, maybe, but I don't know.
Well, see, we've seen a whole bunch of other money systems. Actually, Alt Expo, I think in 2008 at Porkfest, we actually had our own money. I don't know if you knew about that, but they were called Expo Hours.
Yes, I think I've acquired or either traded Expo Hours at one time.
Yeah. So we actually printed them out. Of course, we printed them on an inkjet printer on some resume paper, you know, the nicest paper we could find.
So nobody could counterfeit it.
Yeah. And so we recruited like 13 different vendors who would accept them, and then we had a board of governors meeting, and we passed resolutions, and we had an accountant, and we issued a certain amount of currency, and we discussed or we set a policy on what we would redeem it at the end of Porkfest for. So it was pretty cool. We tried that.
More alternatives to how we can actually do something about the state besides just use the pointless and ineffective political method. I mean, sure, you can run for office if you want, or you can actually take steps to be freer right now. 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Questions and answers today in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Chief Justice John Roberts.
Is there any way for the Senate to render a fully informed verdict in this case without hearing the testimony of Bolton, Mulvaney, and the other key eyewitnesses, or without seeing the relevant documentary evidence?
The answer from trial manager Adam Schiff.
If you have any question about the president's motivation, it makes it all the more essential to call the man who spoke directly with the president.
That man is former National Security Advisor John Bolton. He claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate the Bidens. The White House has sent him a letter trying to block publication of his new book. Fire crews are at the scene of a blaze in a 24-story building in Los Angeles. Reports say some people had to jump from the building. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jack.
And Jay.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, we have a global trading platform that respects our privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, it's local.bitcoin.com. Know your customer requirements. It's really one of the best peer-to-peer exchanges out there.
Very good. I've always liked Bitcoin.com. They have just good articles on there. It's good information to get people. Like, I have it on the back of my business card, and I say, yeah, just go to Bitcoin.com. They explain everything. And just, you know, because sometimes I ain't got 5 minutes to explain to somebody. I'm just, you know, at a cashier just trying to leave.
Very cool. I like the site as well. It's a good way for people to actually get into cryptocurrency, which, as we've been talking about, is an excellent alternative to the state's money. I mean, ideally, if every single American was using Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or just some sort of cryptocurrency, it would mean an end to the war.
Absolutely.
And effectively an end to the state.
That, well, I was just at this, you know, the local Keene Co-op here, a bunch of earthy, crunchy, you know, hippie-type people working there, and I always say to them, the best, I go, you guys take Bitcoin yet? Oh, no, we don't. I go, well, that's the best anti-war activism we can actually do is to use peer-to-peer currencies like Bitcoin. And then they're like, oh, tell me more.
Really?
You know, that's what I always say to people. And most people, especially ones that like don't like the war machine, they kind of want to know more. And then you know, the ones who are like okay with war are like, yeah, whatever, usually.
That's a great lead-in because you don't have to get into economics or political theory or anything else.
Right, just go straight to like the heart of the situation. And then, you know, like with farmers, you could be like, well, you know, using currencies that are actual peer-to-peer and that are backed by something, you know, we can, you know, farmers are tremendous victims of currency manipulation all the time because a lot of, you know, whether dairy farmers or crop farmers, a lot of these guys have to sell their crop on, like, they're subject to this market. And, like, for example, corn is, you know, actually less, is worth less on the market than it costs to produce because all of the big corporate farms are so heavily subsidized to produce corn and soybean and all these, you know, I mean, how do you think you come up with 69-cent turkey, you know, the week before Thanksgiving at your local supermarket? It's just all fed as government-subsidized food as a surplus of. But if you want to go grow an acre of corn, what's that cost a bushel? You know, you might get 80 bushel out of that acre. You got to get good money for it. But, you know, the 1 or 2 acre farmer don't get that, you know, crop insurance money. So now we've kind of talked a history of Alt Expo a little bit, Jack. And speaking of cryptocurrency, is there a way one of our listeners can make a cryptocurrency donation to Alt Expo?
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish we could. We don't have a crypto accepting thing on our website yet.
Okay.
But we'll have to do that. Actually, we need website help, so that's one of the things.
So yeah, you don't know how to put a Grandma Just button for donating crypto on your
no.
website, right?
No,
so,
but I know plenty of guys do.
That's unfortunate because that's super easy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you basically just take a screenshot of your QR code and slap it on there and tell people which crypto it's for.
That is true. When I used to have a flip phone and I had my first Bitcoin wallet on my computer at home, and I'd be at Pork Fest selling cheeseburgers out of the back of the pickup truck after all the vendors down by the fire. The vendors, I just would open up my flip phone and I had a picture of my QR code that I took off the computer screen, you know, a week earlier. And I remember I had to keep on flicking back like 25 pictures. I kept on taking pictures to get back to the flip phone picture. And yeah, that's how I got actually, you know, most of my Bitcoin back in the day was a festival.
Well, so now that you guys have embarrassed me publicly, I'll give you a little inside story, and that is we just really throw the Alt Expo together, you know, a few weeks in advance, and we've got enough people that have great topics, really interesting stuff. You know, we don't have actually an official organization. We don't get money from the Koch brothers and things like that and have an office and salaries. So it's a self-organized event, and which brings us to another thing. We should mention that ForkFest.Party is a big sponsor of ours this year, and so they're helping make it happen. And that's an example of another decentralized event. And
ForkFest?
Really ForkFest.Party.
Tell us about ForkFest real quick.
Well, ForkFest came about, you know, see, we're all part of the Free State Project, which is a bunch of us people that get together and
I'm actually not.
Well, let me just say,
I am here because of the Free State Project, but
well,
I actually have never had any affiliation
this
with
New Hampshire Freedom Migration, as some of us like to call it. I mean,
that would be more accurate.
There's a Shire Society. There's like
I'm here because everything. Will was here, and Will was here because Ian is here.
Correct, and Ian was
and
here because of the Free State Project.
Because
well, let me
Free
get
State
to the
project,
end of the
yeah.
explanation. Like of this group of us that moved here for a thing that we call the Free State Project, not a proper name. Some people formed a corporation called the Free State Project Incorporated, a New Hampshire nonprofit corporation. But those of us that are not participants in that, we're still members of the Free State Project, which is a bunch of us people, you know. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, well, it's a grassroots organization. So, yeah, you have the generic term Free State Project, which right. means something different than the proper corporate term FSP Inc. I don't think right. they call themselves Free State Project. It's FSP Inc., I believe, is the name of the corporation, correct?
I don't actually know. And most people that move here don't know that the corporation exists. They yep. just take it all for granted. But, yeah, there's a corporate structure. But, anyway, what
and
happens
it don't
is,
really even matter. You know, there's still, you know, it's a freedom movement that we're all looking at. Looking for. That's what I'm looking for, and that's what most of my friends are looking for.
Right.
And let me interrupt here so we can go sure. to the phones. We got Mortified Penguin calling using sure. discord.freetalklive.com. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria and Jay and Jack. Good to have you on, Mr. Jack. I got a quick question for you and the other hosts. By the way, I heard a really cool podcast last year featuring you talking about Kantian and agorism.
Oh, excellent. So,
Yeah. Really excellent stuff, man. Really cool.
Was that on Nonservium Media?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, great series. If anybody wants to check it out, and I've got great guests like, you know, you. So you were talking about technology and your focus with all expos on technology, and I was just wondering, because technology is the one thing that kind of changes and develops over time, do you think it's the ultimate key to liberation and kind of undoing the progressive, you know, building of these of the state and of like the centralizing force of the Industrial Revolution and this all-encompassing government that we have over us? Is there really any like way to decentralize and distribute society without a focus on technology? Because the way I see it is like ideas are a dime a dozen. People have ideas all the time, every day, here and there, but what we don't have is a technology for it.
Yeah, the short answer is yes, but a little bit longer is like even farming is a technology in the sense that, you know, people learned something new about how crops grow and they figured if they could, you know, plow a furrow and plant, you know, they could organize and they'd get higher output. So when I say technology, that doesn't mean it has to be computers or whatever. I mean, just tool, you know, man is a tool using animal. So even using any tools like the hammer is a technology. It's better than a rock, you know, to pound a nail in. So I don't mean to say, you know, like way out in outer space. The thing that we have right now going on is that big state is the biggest customer for technologists. They pay people enough that they'll go to work for the war machine. And what we have going on now is, I think, independent people developing in a decentralized way a lot of technologies like Bitcoin. If you go around the country right now, there's a lot of hacker spaces and maker spaces. And that's where, you know, folks get together and they share knowledge about how to build stuff, you know, and it's a lot of fun. If you go to, I think it's hackerspaces.org, you'll see a list of thousands of them in the U.S. alone.
And those are all people working to essentially circumvent the state and various regulations and
decentralized technology development.
Okay. To make the state obsolete, then.
Well, not so much the hackerspaces. The hackerspace is just like a place where you can get a $100 a month membership and all the tools you could want to use are there, essentially.
It's kind of a co-op.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jack.
And Jay.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one at liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it, so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Once more, that's Liberty.menu. So we're talking about the Alt Expo here. What do you have planned for this particular one coming up Saturday?
Well, one of the most exciting parts is Free Talk Live itself has always been a big part of Liberty Forum and Pork Fest events until fairly recent years. So we're happy to host them. They're going to be recording their show Saturday from 10 to 2. And we're in the Adams room of the hotel, so there'll be a big studio audience space, and that'll be pretty interesting, a really good welcome back to the Liberty Forum event, courtesy of the Alt Expo.
Well, sort of a welcome back to the Liberty Forum event.
in the next building.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of other stuff. Like, one of the things I always try to do is I lay out what I call the alternative strategy, and and how this plays in where people, you know, we were just talking about hackerspaces at the end of the last segment. Well, those are people that are doing decentralized technology development, and they're not necessarily doing it out of a political intent, but it sort of has a political effect. Like, you know, Bitcoin itself was an independent technology development. But we also have somebody who's going to talk about how do you organize a decentralized event, or some suggestions for organizing a decentralized event. Now, that sounds odd to say organizing.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't really get organized. You do have some people throwing out ideas.
Well, but given that it's open for different people to try different things, one of the concepts was, like, if somebody wants to have a speaker where it's going to cost a lot of money to fly them there, the concept would be maybe to have a GoFundMe type thing where you bid on what speakers you want to hear. So that was just like a new concept, and that came out last year at Porkfest as a kind of a concept. But they'll go into that a lot more. We have, I don't know if everybody knows Francois Rideau. He's going to talk about steps towards digital sovereignty, he calls it. And we have a guy in the healthcare freedom area, Thomas McLeod. He's been in the healthcare freedom movement for like 41 years or so, and he's going to give a little historical perspective on that. And we've got Patrick Bender talking about the Porcupine City Mesh Network. I think he's changed the name of it, but mesh networking has been something we've been promoting, I think, for 10 years or so now. But I never knew quite the technology end of it myself to do it, but I kept inviting speakers. So now there's some new technologies, mostly this Althea software that allows you to have a mesh network and actually to charge for the traffic, so it could have some financial incentive for the mesh networks to grow. Let's see, we've done a couple of things around here as, you know, when we're trying to build a better future because we're trying to survive the state and all that. Food security is one of the things, and Jay talks about that. So we have a food cooperative we call the Shire Co-op. We'll give a little bit of info on that and how somebody could get involved and why you should. The other thing is, like, you know, sometimes people, as best they try, they run into a health problem or something like that. So we have a group called Shire Solidarity, how to, you know, help each other out when there's a difficult time. And it's not the same as charity. So solidarity is a concept where you work together within your movement. And charity is kind of like a random giving to people that you don't know. Oh, my gosh, so many things. I got a few more. Our big speaker for Saturday night is going to be Ernie Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix. So Ernie's got a few things he wants to throw in. He's going on a tour of the country in 2020. But also he's big on truth and how do we get past big tech censorship of some of the most important issues of our times. I've left out a few things. We're going to have something on tiny homes. Jay wants to talk about Red Pill Moms, a new activist segment within the whole freedom movement.
Yeah, so describe that for me.
So
that's the anti-vax moms that you want to move to New Hampshire, basically?
It's the moms that I saw in a YouTube video screaming at the governor of California that they will die in order to ensure that their kids aren't mandatory, there's no mandatory vaccines. They're not going to vaccinate their kids because what the real science has been saying, what the moms, thousands and thousands of moms have, you know, there's interviews all over the place that their babies were vaccine damaged. The baby was fine, went and got the vaccine. Baby had a fever, was never right, or was died. These vaccine injuries, these moms report these vaccine injuries, and they're ignored. They're told this is normal. So most of the vaccine injuries aren't even getting reported. The doctors aren't good about reporting them. The emergency rooms aren't good about reporting them. There's just time after time after time. So when I say to red pill moms that are willing to fight to the death, I think that's what the quote was, one lady says, she's screaming at the governor of New Hampshire, you know, on his front yard, not New Hampshire, California on his front yard, because they were going to take away doctor exemptions. You
medical
know,
they, exemptions, yeah.
What they do, a little blood test on the kid, and they see if the kid is going to have a reaction. And they can tell, and the doctor says, oh, you know, yeah, you shouldn't give your kid these vaccines because it's going to have a reaction. This is a doctor, a healthcare professional that the legislature is trying to say, no, we don't want you saying you're allowing to exempt kids for And most of it's for state benefits of one form or another.
Yeah, if you want to see what Jay's talking about, you could probably do a search on YouTube for California moms, governor, or whatever. They were going to beat down the governor's door. I mean, they first chained themselves to the outside of the building. I think six moms got arrested. And then they were going down the hall, and there was like hundreds of them in the hallway, and they were going bam, bam, bam on the governor's door. So the thing that's hard for some libertarians to get is this is a science issue. Like, a lot of people think that anti-vaxxers are against science. No. What's gone on so far is government labs and big pharma have sort of buried the real science, and they've paid off the science that benefits their viewpoint. But what the science is showing, and by the way, this isn't even controversial anymore. In 1986, there was the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Congress said there's childhood vaccine injury. And all they did was they set up a special court to say, okay, we're going to go ahead and give the vaccines and we'll just compensate you for the injury.
Who's paying that money?
Well, yeah. Okay. So what happens is the taxpayers or the vaccine recipients pay a tax on each vaccine. So the consumers are actually paying for this. It goes into a fund. Department of Health and Human Services gets essentially sued by the parent in this Federal Court of Special Claims or something like that. Everybody calls it vaccine court.
And it's all ran by tax dollars.
High-powered
lawyers are. This is like one of the only cases in history where the government. So government is supposed to be created to protect the citizens, protect the individual, the life, liberty, and property of the individual from like Archer Midland Daniels, from like Walmarts, from, you know, big corporate oligarchs. That's the whole intent of is to protect the weak from the powerful, because we all have the same rights. But
the 1986 Act reversed that and says, oh, we're going to protect the powerful in this case, and we're going to charge you, the consumer, for the protection that
and,
we get
and
them.
A taxpayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Department of Defense lawyers are protecting Big Pharma.
Department of Justice lawyer.
Or Department of Justice, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
So this will be interesting, because in about 2 months there's a new movie coming out called The Act, and this is going to be about the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act and the effect it's had on public health and all that. So I know we got off on a tangent, but we're all pro-science here. Myself, I'm an engineer. I use science every day. But the real science is showing that the unvaccinated kids are healthier.
Yes.
So
your Amish kids, your homeschooling kids. And there's another guy, I'm going to try to get him the Pork Fest. I can't remember. I should have wrote it down. I'm going to do a little show prep about him later. But he's talking about how he believes that one of the biggest back to the land movement we're going to see in the very new future. We're going to see a lot of people leaving suburban America, a lot of people leaving urban America and moving out into the woods, moving out into the hills, moving out into the country, getting a homestead. I mean, if you had 3-4 acres here in New Hampshire, you can pretty much feed yourself if you want to work a little bit.
Yep.
Sounds like interesting developments in the...
Yes, interesting developments in the world. We need to get back to the land. This is Free Talk Live. Feel free to call in 855-453. That's 855-453-7733. Free Talk Live.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.